community. Post, comment, and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
He killed 77 people and confessed, and he's sane. That's the new determination in Norway just ahead of a terrorist's trial. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right. Today's psychiatric report overturns an earlier assessment, now declaring Anders Breivik was sane and knew what he was doing when he bombed central Oslo, then massacred young people at an island holiday camp. Attacks he has confessed to. Breivik says he was trying to trigger a revolution against immigration here in Europe. His trial begins next week. Towards the end, there'll be a final assessment, and if judges then declare Breivik sane, he could be sentenced to 21 years in jail with later extensions to keep him there, but Norway has no death penalty. Dave?
Alistair, police say the two white men accused of killing three black men and wounding two others in Tulsa, Oklahoma last week have confessed.
If the evidence supports that and we believe that we can prove those elements of a hate crime, that will certainly be considered at the appropriate time.
That's District Attorney Tim Harris. We are just being told that three winners have come forward to claim the share of the Mega Millions record $656 million jackpot. Their identities will remain anonymous, but Maryland officials are giving details on the winners. Illinois and Kansas were where the other tickets were sold that won. What's a company with zero revenue worth? An awful lot to Facebook.
Facebook says it's going to buy the photo sharing program Instagram for, well, a lot.
The $1 billion number really kind of blew me out of the water.
Serenity Caldwell, associate editor with Macworld, says Instagram has had a meteoric rise in popularity from 1 million users in January of 2011 to 15 million users 1 year later.
It does solidify Facebook's dominance in the photo field, or at least where they want to go towards being dominant in the photo sharing field.
This move from Facebook comes just weeks after they filed for their initial public offering, valuing the company at $100 billion.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. It is 5:05. Developers are asking the county for more time to build hotels at Pronghorn.
Deschutes County struggles with overcrowding at its jail. Details ahead.
Bend police are investigating today after a body is found in Northwest Bend.
And a Bend man who was reported missing on Sunday has been found safe.
Your local news, 12 minutes of nonstop news, straight ahead.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
Bend police continue to look for the suspect who held up the Bank of the Cascades on the south side of town Monday afternoon. We have this report from 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer.
The bank robbery happened around 12:30 Monday afternoon. This is the second holdup at the Bank of the Cascade branch in the last 3 months. It's located near Walmart. Police say the robber apparently did not show a weapon. The suspect is described as a heavyset male around 5'8", 5'9". He was wearing sunglasses, blue jeans, and a black beanie with a black scarf. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, the inn is full at the Deschutes County Jail. Sheriff Larry Blanton is having to rent space from the Jefferson County Jail to deal with the overcrowding. The county is renting 5 beds for female inmates at a cost of $76 a day per inmate.
The rise in the female population, this is not just an issue that occurred over the weekend. For the last several weekends, for the last several days, we have had no available female beds.
Sheriff Blanton says the jail is filling up mainly with people dealing with alcohol and drug problems and mental health issues. 1110 KBND News Time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th from News Talk 1110 KBND.
And today's traffic and weather brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Find out more at amfam.com or visit your local American Family Insurance agent. Mountain passes today, just bare pavement is what you're looking at. And locally, same story there. Should be a pretty quiet commute.
1110, KB&D weather.
Good morning. Look for partly sunny skies today with some isolated showers, highs near 60.
Currently, it's 39 degrees in Bend and Redmond. The developers of Pronghorn Resort are asking the county for 2 more years to build a hotel. According to an article in the Bulletin, the deadline for the finished hotel was April of 2011, but there is still no hotel. And Deschutes County has not taken any action to enforce an agreement with Pronghorn. Developers are now asking the county for 2 more years to build the first facility and 4 years to build a second hotel planned for the resort. The man who put up the money to guarantee construction of the hotel is also asking the county to release $690,000 in interest accumulated on the trust account.
A Bend man who was reported missing on Sunday has been found safe. Family members reported 48-year-old Eric Kininger missing. He had left his home on Southwest Elkhorn Street on foot Sunday morning, and no one had seen him since. He was found walking toward his home on Monday.
Bend police are investigating a death in Northwest Bend after a body was found early yesterday morning. Lieutenant Detective Ben Gregory says they got a call just before 5 a.m. that there was a body at a home on O.B. Riley Road. Lieutenant Gregory says the Oregon State Police team arrived in the afternoon to assist in the investigation. Gregory says he can't rule out foul play at this point, but adds that he doesn't believe the public's in any danger. Deschutes County property tax records indicate the home has been in foreclosure since late 2010. The owner is listed as Darlene Woods, a Bend woman and founder of the House of Hope organization, which expanded to operate 6 homes for those in need before the economic downturn hit.
Police and homeowners pitched in to stop an escaped field burn from spreading further. It happened yesterday east of Bend, and deputies say it threatened nearby homes and blackened about 80 acres of grasslands. The property south of Dodds Road and east of Highway 20 is on private property and outside any fire district. Due to high winds, the fire moved in several directions, threatening homes along the north edge of the field. The fire also threatened to jump a gravel road on the east edge of the fire toward several homes. More than a dozen Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies, an Oregon State trooper, and several homeowners on tractors worked together and were able to contain the fire in about an hour.
College students are graduating with more debt than ever before and fewer job opportunities. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden wants them to be more informed. We've got this report from Felicia Heaton.
Some college financial aid offices offer students detailed information about how much debt they'll accrue, but they don't have comprehensive information on how that debt compares to job prospects and earning potential. Senator Ron Wyden wants to change that.
They'll be able to go to one place, user-friendly, privacy-protected, opportunity to get information about how a given program you're studying is going to relate to your given job prospect.
The Students' Right to Know Before You Go Act has bipartisan support. Wyden hopes it will move during this Congress. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Bend Lapine School Superintendent doesn't expect staff cuts as he rolls out the budget 2 weeks from today. Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says so far it looks like they won't have to make further staffing cuts.
We're doing the preliminary work now, and it looks like that if we're able to hold even on personnel costs, we'll be able to continue next year at this year's level.
He says one thing he's concerned about is that they are operating on a shorter calendar with 6 fewer days this year. That breaks down to 3 fewer school days and 3 fewer days of classroom prep and parent-teacher conference time. 1110 KBND News Time is 5:11.
In depth and only on News Talk 1110 KBND. Here's Take 5.
John Kroger is not running for another term as Oregon's Attorney General because of health reasons, so there are 2 Democratic candidates who are vying for the coveted post. No Republicans are running, so the winner in the May primary will be Oregon's new Attorney General. Former appellate judge Ellen Rosenblum and former Oregon U.S. Attorney Dwight Holton are the 2 candidates who are battling for the job. I'm Kelly Blyer, and these 2 candidates running for Oregon Attorney General are the focus of today's Take 5.
I'm the one with the background here in the state to serve our state as your next Attorney General. And by the way, I'd also be the first woman to ever serve as Attorney General in Oregon.
Ellen Rosenblum has spent her entire legal and judicial career in Oregon. She's been in private practice, a prosecutor, and a judge. She retired from the Oregon Court of Appeals last year.
I believe that I can be the best Attorney General Oregon has ever had, and that's because I want to be the people's Attorney General. I want to look out for our most vulnerable citizens, our families, our struggling families, those who've lost their jobs, those who have lost their homes. I want to look out for our senior citizens. I want to look out for our families, our kids, and our small businesses that are struggling as well.
Rosenblum's opponent, Dwight Holton, was Oregon's former U.S. attorney. He stepped down last October in part to run for AG. The U.S. Department of Justice forbids employees from running for public office while still employed by the government. He was also being